The Walton Family Foundation is donating $25.5 million to support the expansion of a public charter school management organization known as KIPP, or Knowledge is Power program. KIPP was founded in 1994 by Teach for America alumni Mike Feinberg and Dave Levin. The first two KIPP schools were established in Houston and the South Bronx. Today, the national network operates 109 KIPP schools in 20 states, including two in Arkansas. 32,000 students, many in underserved communities, are enrolled in the free college preparatory public schools. The $25 million is being donated to KIPP's nonprofit foundation. Misty Newcomb is Chief of Staff for the Office of Education Policy at the University of Arkansas.
It's going to help underwrite professional development for future KIPP school leaders, research and data collection, and it will ultimately increase the number of KIPP schools that exist because they're limited by the number of school leaders they have available. And so this will help train more school leaders and subsequently increase the number of KIPP schools.
In its news release, the Walton Family Foundation says the grant will increase enrollment by 59,000 students by 2015, basically doubling it. Lots of charter management organizations operate across the U.S., so the question is, why KIPP?
KIPP is a charter management organization that has developed a system that produces, you know, predictable and stable results regardless of the environment that they develop a school in. And so they have, you know, there's a lot of reason to put stock and to put trust and ultimately to put money into KIPP because they are effectively addressing the achievement gap that's so pervasive in this nation, especially in urban areas. And they're doing a great job, increasing the number of students who not only graduate from high school but go on to college and graduate. And so if you're looking to help low-performing kids or kids that don't have a chance outside of going to an excellent school, then KIPP would be the people that you would want to invest in. And so the Walton Family Foundation has, you know, ample data at their disposal to look at and to determine how they distribute their funds in order to, you know, get the most bang for their buck. And when you're looking at low-performing kids, then KIPP would be a likely option.
According to KIPP, 85% of students are from low-income families, and 95% are African American or Latino. Most who attend a KIPP middle school go on to graduate from high school, and 85% of KIPP alumni have gone on to college.
It is important to recognize that the Walton Family Foundation gives an enormous amount of money to the traditional public school system as well as to the public charter school systems throughout the U.S. So I think that is an important thing to state up front. But the second thing, as far as why they would want to invest this much money into a public charter school system, if you were specifically focusing on low-income kids, this is a way to give those kids an option to increase their academic achievement who do not have another school option. And so I think that, you know, we know that that KIPP works. We know that they are effective at decreasing the academic achievement gap and that they are very effective with low-income families and low-performing students at bringing them from a low-performance level to a high-performance level, and not only to a high-performance level, but getting them in college so that they can have better life outcomes.
Prior to this gift, the Walton Family Foundation has invested more than $32 million to KIPP and invested more than $1 billion to date in initiatives that expand parental choice and equal opportunity in education.